So who has assumed responsibility for this task of tying us up into a web of obligation? Who engineered it into the physical structures of our common world? Moreover, this ever-strivingness of the lower orders, us, doesn't allow time to think. And so for power, the key risk that we develop thought, then, is successfully averted. So here we have yet another of the innumerable ways that class upends thinking, is upside down making, such that rationalism, practically speaking, means thought's absence. The point of class, as Plato named it, is to prevent thought in us, the people, from happening. And as to life, thought is so intrinsic. Only when we're kept striving, stressed, survival-focused, can we be kept thoughtless. Only if a constant state of scarcity is maintained can we be kept striving, with discipline replacing thought. Productivity, that's what some people call internalized discipline. Something we're told, taught, trained, conditioned to take pride in. Loving our chains. That's the game power plays. Fromm described this problem this way, Eric Fromm. Quote, in observing the quality of thinking in alienated man, it's striking to see how his intelligence has developed and how his reason has deteriorated. He takes his reality for granted. He wants to eat it, consume it, touch it, manipulate it. He doesn't even ask what's behind it, why things are as they are, and where they're going. You can't eat the meaning, you can't consume the sense. And as far as the future is concerned, après nous le déluge, which essentially means, who cares? And of course, we see and manifest in ourselves this sentiment all the time. I remember a conversation I had with an insect exterminator who almost killed my cat, when I tried to advocate for the earth a bit. That was his response. Who cares? He did not love the earth. And Eric Fromm was describing this gap, this disconnection, in essence, when he said in The Art of Loving that, quote, everyone wants to be loved, but no one wants to be loving, unquote. As if to be loving is an act of will, or an important conclusion to be arrived at by reason. This is why I wrote in Unpacking Democracy that Sebastian de Grazia, in contrast with Fromm's emphasis on alienation, an abstract that stands for the structure of work. And by the way, whenever we have a perfectly good earth term in hand, let's use that over the abstract. So in Unpacking Democracy, I said that de Grazia nailed it when he identified work as the true problem, which is also identifying the structure of society itself as the true problem. A truth Fromm is also calling our attention to when he tells us to look behind things, behind the outrage, the scandal, the facade. So, looking behind, we see a structure that precludes the possibility of empathy. We cannot love each other or the earth because no one loves us. And our bodies know this, no matter what stories they give us to chew on, that they attempt to con us with. We know the truth of it. We are but fuel to run the system with. We are being made use of. We are not valued. This is why to say that basic fairness should be the basis of all our interrelations and to then express outrage when there's injustice may be using your intelligence, but not your reason. And Eric Fromm is calling us to look at this structure of the world as well, implicitly by telling us to look behind things, reminding us that we cannot accept the social world of class as it presents itself at face value. And of course, Bentham explained why. He explained that what we see is crafted carefully and with his help The crafting stands in clear relief. We see it's done by designing the components of society in the image they want for the whole, the total society, which means power ensures that all component structures are premised on scarcity. And nothing more so than time off leash, off duty, time when we don't have to be preoccupied with psychic and physical survival. And struggle for the resulting made scarce resources is made the defining quality of our lives, which become then about hoarding rather than helping, about competition instead of good fellowship.